talk about some news you can use. I'd like to bring to your attention some research articles I've come across recently from the journal Breast Cancer, January 2017, an article titled Melatonin, an Inhibitory Agent in Breast Cancer. There's some fascinating findings in this study. The results showed that melatonin not only inhibits breast cancer cell growth, but also is capable of inhibiting angiogenesis, which is basically blood vessel growth around the cancer, and also cancer cell invasion. Interestingly, this hormone is able to induce apoptosis, or natural cell death, through the suppression or induction of a wide range of signaling pathways. It seems that the administration of melatonin with other conventional chemotherapy agents had beneficial effects for patients with breast cancer, mainly by alleviating unfavorable effects of those agents and actually enhancing the efficacy of chemotherapy. I typically recommend 3 to 5 milligrams to start of melatonin before bed, but you can go up to 20 milligrams at bedtime for cancer prevention or even breast cancer recurrence prevention. And the research tends to show at least 12 milligrams has the most anti-cancer effect, at least 12 milligrams or more. Here's another interesting study comparing the effects of olive oil versus the use of Viagra. Interesting research study conducted at the University of Athens in Greece, 9 tablespoons of olive oil a week outperformed Viagra or sildenafil in improving symptoms of male erectile dysfunction by 40%. The study was published in the journal Circulation. Now, we all know olive oil to be an incredibly healthy oil, and it's thought to be one of the reasons why the Mediterranean diet is so healthy. Its anti-inflammatory effects on the vascular system are why it is championed as a healthy, heart-healthy diet, but also why perhaps it is beneficial for erectile dysfunction, which is generally considered to be a vascular issue. It is known to decrease atherosclerotic plaques as well as keep the circulation moving better. Erectile dysfunction is estimated to affect 30 million men in the U.S., Lifestyle factors, including stress, diet, alcohol consumption, are all considered factors for its development. As many as 1 in 2 men between the ages of 40 and 70 suffer from ED. The conventional treatments are drugs like Viagra or Cialis, which are able to help a man maintain an erection, but there are side effects such as headaches and even problems with vision. This study in question looked at 660 Greek men with an average age of 67. About 20% of the participants suffered from erectile dysfunction. The study saw that individuals who had been consuming olive oil had far less complaints regarding sexual performance compared to those who were not consuming olive oil. The men who took olive oil were found to have higher levels of testosterone also, which tends to reduce the risk of ED and increase libido. According to lead researcher, Dr. Christina Kreisahu, thank you, the sexual capacity of middle-aged and older men depended mainly upon regular exercise and a healthy, balanced diet. She added that men who follow the Mediterranean diet can reduce their risk of erectile dysfunction by up to 40%. She explained that this diet can lower the chances of getting metabolic syndrome, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. It can keep the blood vessels healthy and is really a long-term solution for men to maintain their sexual prowess. Fascinating. And speaking of exercise, have you heard that a lack of exercise is the new smoking? According to a new study, exercising may be worse for health than smoking, diabetes, and heart disease, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers suggest that the risk of being unfit should be considered as strong of a risk factor as is smoking, diabetes, and high blood pressure, if not stronger than all of them. Being unfit should be treated as a disease that can actually be cured with the prescription of exercise. More than $200 billion is spent per year within the U.S. on cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So rather than paying these huge amounts of money for disease treatment, patients and communities should be heavily encouraged to be active and exercise daily, explains this Dr. Jordan Metzl. Adding a big revelation from research is that fitness leads to a longer and healthier life with no known limits to the benefits of aerobic exercise. Most fit individuals did the best in the study as predicted. Once individuals are cleared by their physicians, they should not be worried or afraid of exercise intensity. As benefits were seen across all ages and sexes, no age limit has been found that will not benefit from being physically active. Risk factors of sedentary lifestyle were found to overwhelm other strong risk factors, such as those for diabetes, smoking, and some end-stage diseases. Those who did not perform very well on the treadmill testing were found to have had almost double the risk of people with kidney failure on dialysis. Compared to those in the top percentile, those with sedentary lifestyles were associated with a 500% increased risk of death. That's 500% increased risk of death. Comparing risk of being sedentary with smoking, the risk of death is three times higher than smoking. Comparing one who doesn't exercise regularly with top performers, the risk was almost 400% higher. Western lifestyles have become increasingly more unhealthy and sedentary, leading to higher incidence of heart disease. These studies show that this is modifiable and reversible with being physically active. Doctors have become good at treating patients with prescriptions for the symptoms of cardiovascular disease, but now these studies prove doctors need to give patients prescriptions for exercise. The body needs to move, run, and walk. So it's all about getting up and moving, folks. So that's it for this segment of News You Can Use.